Welcome to Moxtown 365. If you're ready to get into the mindset of making money, we're ready to help you. And we're not alone. We have an amazing guest. So I'm Mary Goulet. This is episode 89.
Yes, it is. And I'm Heather Ryder. And Mom, you can make money. We're about to simplify the path to profits coming up on this episode. We're talking about how to grow, scale, and profit from your small business and answering the question all business owners struggle with. And Mary and I were just talking about this very topic because we struggle with this all the time, where to focus first. The founder of Your Biz Rules, Leslie Hassler, is joining us. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Howdy, glad to be here.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us. So tell us a little bit about you and tell us a little bit about yourbizrules.com.
Sure. So, you know, I'm like many of your listeners, mom and entrepreneur. I actually have been an entrepreneur for 14 years and really came into it to be able to spend more time with my kiddos, but also do what I love to do. So that's kind of the story there. But with Your Biz Rules, what I love about it is we get to work with women-owned service-based businesses and help them grow and scale their business in a way that's profitable and sustainable. So it's a lot easier to do, and you therefore enjoy it a lot more.
How did you come into doing this kind of consulting work?
That was very God-led. So this is my second business. I actually ran another business for 7 years, successful, but it didn't give me that work-life balance that I was really looking for. Looking back on it, I probably didn't create the work-life balance I was looking for, but I just reached a point in time in my business to where I was asking God, okay, God, if this is not what I'm meant to do, what is? And so that brought me into consulting and coaching, and I will say it was the scariest move ever, even scarier than the first business, but it's my playground. It's where I'm meant to be. It's where I do my best work.
So Heather and I were talking about when you're entrepreneurs and it's just the two of us, really. Sometimes we look at our to-do list and we feel scattered and like, oh gosh, if I go over and do this, I don't feel like I'm making a big impact. So then I switch gears and then I don't follow through and she's worse. So
my to-do list is a lot longer, lady.
So how do we do that? How do we organize our tasks and feel productive?
Well, I think you first need to realize that probably 50, 60% of the things on your to-do list aren't things that move the needle. They're distractions. They're nice to have. They're things that we, I'm going to say air quotes, think we should be doing. But ultimately, they're not the things that actually drive the business forward. So there's one kind of getting really just very clear on what it is, what activities you do that actually drive the business forward is the first thing. And work on those first. You know, I only try to get about 3 things done a day. I have 3 big projects per week, 3 big goals that I'm working on per week. I'm not trying to do it all because it's not all necessary. So you've got to develop that discerning muscle and understand what is necessary and what does drive the needle forward, and then work in those things that are growth drivers for next year and 2 years down the road. But I do believe we spend a lot of time being busy, but not always being productive.
So, Heather, do you remember Mark LeBlanc?
Yes.
This is a great guy. Mark LeBlanc is awesome. He wrote a little book, Grow Your Business, and one of the signature messages was daily do 3 high-value activities. And if you can, attach them to a monetary outcome.
So, I call it having green on your calendar.
Green on your calendar.
Oh, I like that. So,
yeah.
Okay, but this is, we don't want to be all over in this interview because this interview is 10 minutes and we always want to remind people for more information, they can go to your website, yourbizrules.com. But if somebody is just starting, so we're talking about the person who's already in a business who has their focus is kind of scattered all over the place and that kind of strategy. But what if somebody just has an idea for a business and getting started? Do you work with those people as well?
I tend to work with people a little bit further along, like they've been in business for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
I think for a lot of the people that are just starting, I just want to share that not to overcomplicate things.
Okay, I because think that's great advice.
Yeah, don't overcomplicate things. Your logo doesn't have to be perfect. People don't buy logos, they buy you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so be really confident in who you are and what you're trying to do, transparent, and just go out and get a client. You don't have to have all of the bells and whistles to actually be able to serve somebody.
So how do you pitch yourself to clients, and what is an example of what you would do with them?
So a lot of times, how do I pitch myself to clients? That's an interesting question, because I don't really consider that I pitch. You know, we have conversations. We see if it's a good fit. I believe in being honest and transparent and helpful and valuable in that way. But there's really two instances where they're coming in. One is they've had some level of success. They know they've got a big vision. Like, they may be early six figures, and they're like, man, that million-dollar vision, that's mine. But they don't have an idea of how to get there. But they also recognize that they're starting to, like, run out of hours in the day. They just don't have enough time to make this possible. So we help people there. And we also help the people that have reached, the higher six-figure range and the maybe seven-figure range, who thought that was going to solve their problems. Like, I've run into business owners all day long. Like, the whole reason they want that seven-figure business is so they can be, quote-unquote, profitable. It doesn't work like that. Profit's not a reward. It's an intention. And you really should be able to be profitable at a low six-figure range, especially in a service-based business. That's the name of the game, is to be as profitable as soon as you possibly can and then scale from there.
Okay, so do you build teams for people or give them an idea how to fill a need for them to scale?
Yeah, one of the things that makes us really different is that we impact multiple areas of the business. So we'll impact marketing, sales, pricing, profitability, cash flow, and team development. Now, I may not help you. I may not do the whole hiring, but I'm going to help you put together what does the team look like? Who do you need? What are the job descriptions? How do we recruit the ideal person into the business? How do we train them so that they can get up to speed as quickly as possible? And how do we move things off your plate onto theirs so that you can be thinking the big picture, thinking that the business needs in order for it next transformation.
And so building these teams kind of helps the CEO or the founder or the person that is running the business kind of focus and not be scattered in all of those things that we started talking about at the top of the show. When you kind of lose focus because you're trying to do all of these different to-dos, is part of building a team kind of shifting those to-dos off of the visionary's plate and having a support role that, bringing people into support roles for that person?
And that's an element of it, but I think what's more important is that the owner makes the transition or the transformation from being the one that does all the work to being the one that ensures the work gets done. And that's a mindset shift that has to occur along with your bringing on the team. Because if you're going to really be able to scale that business to whatever your biggest vision of it could be, it's going to be a lot more about your team making it happen than you making it happen. And so we have to put the right team members who have the right attitudes and the right, kind of get up and go in the morning to help you do that. And along that way, yes, we get a lot off your plate, and we help my business owners really let go of a lot of things they needed to let go of a long time ago.
So what have been some of the greatest successes that you've seen in working with your clients?
we're always able to get good growth and good scaling, but ultimately it's the ability to take a vacation.
Oh, the ability to take a vacation. And we'll have to end it on that note, which is a great note. Thank you, Leslie, for joining us on Momstown 365. YourBizRules.com. Be bold, be creative. Momstown 365, here for you every day.